evening, everyone. This is going to be with the shortwave and standard listeners net. We're going to stand by for emergency or priority traffic before we can move to net this evening. To welcome you all to the weekly shortwave and scanner listeners net, as heard on the N2ROW link repeater system every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net, ever since we started way back in 1992, is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in all the different aspects of the radio monitoring hobby. And that includes all the frequencies that you can tune into, from DC all the way up to light, and everything else in between, except for amateur radio, and that's because we can talk about that topic at any other time during the week. So on this net, we talk about who's on these different frequencies, what equipment you can use to invent, what does it mean by the different topics and code words that you hear on the air, what new technologies and changes in the law that are coming down the pipe, anything to help to make this part of the hobby a little bit more enjoyable for you. Now, we have some basic ground rules for this net. One, the N2ROW link system is just that. There are multiple repeaters, approximately a dozen of them, linked together. So first thing you need to do is to find the repeater that's closest to where you are to make sure you have a good signal in the system. And you can do that by going to their website, which is www.n2row.net. Pick the one that's closest to where you live or where you are right now and use that repeater. Some of the repeaters may be on and off depending upon maintenance scheduling, so if it doesn't work for you, just immediately find another one that's nearby. Also, because it is a linked system, when you key up, you need to pause for a second or two before you start to talk, otherwise the beginning part of your transmission gets cut off. As you're checking in on the air, we ask that you give your call sign, your name, your location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. And by any traffic, we mean any comments or questions you want to share with anyone else. If you don't have any, as you check again, please say, no traffic. This way we know to go to the next person. If you are unable to get into the repeater system, either because of distance, technical difficulties, or you may not have your amateur radio license yet, you can still participate via email. And the email address for this net is nydxa@yahoo.com. And throughout the net, that email account will be checked periodically to forward any comments or questions that come in via that method. So at this point, we'll stay by for check-in. Please space it out. This way, everybody has a chance to check in, and they don't get stepped on. This is N210B. Okay, I guess something interesting is on TV tonight. Bob, WH2SQQ is out of town for a couple of days on business, so that's why he's not checking in. I'll be checking the email account myself as we go along. First thing I noticed when I was tipped off by email by Dennis last week was that there were certain problems with people trying to pick up the state of New York Metro 21 800 MHz trunk radio system. And there were theories that they were doing some work on the system. And this was as of last Thursday, Friday night. And Dennis dropped me an email saying that he believes that they switched frequencies. Well, it turns out they actually did. Rebanding has hit New York City. So the state of New York trunk radio system, Metro 21, every single one of those five frequencies is now 15 MHz lower. So 866.0375 is now 851.0375, and so forth. The updates have been made to the state police page on the N20B.net website and at RadioReference.com today. It has been verified that they are on those frequencies. It is still EDAX, wide mode. The toll group is still the same. They just changed the frequency. So nothing new there. Now, while it's been discussed in the past that rebanding would cause some problems for a certain system, that is only for the Motorola trunk system, because Motorola uses a lookup table, a hexadecimal code lookup table that equates the hex code with a particular frequency. EDAX and LTR systems don't use that. They use what's called a logical channel numbering system, which means it looks for a certain channel position in your scanner, and the proper frequency needs to already be in that spot. So the LCN, logical channel number order, of the state police system, the EDAX, is in the proper sequence that it is looking for. Otherwise, it wouldn't track. Okay? Well, once we start getting the first Motorola systems to switch, then you would need to have one of the newer scanners that can be updated or flash ROM upgraded via software to have the new hex table for the Motorola systems programmed in there. So you may have a Bearcat 780 like I do. Well, it won't go to waste if you use it for conventional LTR and EDAC systems. So if you want to follow Motorola systems like New City do it, then you would need one of the newest scanners. But Port Authority Police, State Police of New York, I believe West Orange, and a bunch of others are still using EDAC systems, so they would be fine. Okay, checking on the email, I see that we have a question from Bill asking about when the Pope comes to visit late next week. What frequency should we listen to? And I know some people have weighed in on this in various discussion groups. Definitely, you would want to keep any of the Midtown police frequencies active. If you have to do a trunk system, some of those lesser used talk groups may become active. When there are crowds, you will have some of the EMS special event talk groups on the newer system will be used, as well as various federal frequencies for diplomatic security, the UN, and so forth. Any of the public buildings or stadiums that will be used during the Pope's stay, you should check out any frequencies for that as well. If it's a sporting arena, there are some links in the New City message boards on the N20B website that have some listed frequencies for places like Madison Square Garden, Yankee Stadium, and such. So as soon as the itinerary is known, then you can better plan on where to listen. Okay, so far that's it on the email. I've got no other messages here. So if anybody's got additional traffic or late check-ins, we'll say bye. Otherwise, we'll wrap this up a little short tonight. This is N2NLB with the shortwave and scanner listeners then.
I did have a question.
Gordon, you're kind of noisy. Are you on the 449025 machine?
I've been switching. Right now I'm on the Bronx machine. We are getting an electrical storm here in the city.
Okay, you're better that time. Go ahead.
My Apollo 97 radio chat scanner still hears sound. Totally blank. And I assume it is a failure with the scanner and nothing that I can cure by pressing a button.
Sorry, something about the Pro 97 and pressing a button. The middle part had some noise in there.
Try again. The display on my Radio Shack 97 scanner went totally blank. I hear sound, it still scans, but there's no display.
Wow, that's a good one. Does it have any type of contrast or brightness control?
Not that I see. There's a backlight feature, and I've turned that on, but it remains blank no matter what I do.
Except for resetting the radio, which you might have to reprogram it, there's not anything else I can think of, short of sending it to Radio Shack repair people.
Well, that's what I was afraid of. I said I thought I could use the answer to it. Okay, I'm out walking the dog, and it is raining, so we're going to head home.
For those lightning bolts. Okay. Early this week, NI2O, who we all formally know as KC3ENI, let me know about some modifications that he did to one of his radio to be able to use it with an outboard converter board to pick up DRF, which is the digital radio standard for shortwave broadcasting. And there's a good handful of stations out there that are running it right now. And he was doing comparisons between his Yaesu FT-847 and FT-840 radios. He has one of each. And he noticed that whatever the difference is, for whatever the reason, the FT-840 was able to produce better signal for the software to pull out the DRF broadcast. If you want to take a peek at some of the things he's been doing with DRM, you can go to his website, www.g7ltt.com/drm/index.html. www.g7ltt.com/drm/index.html. And when you go there, he's got a list of different links and tips on how to modify various radios. If you look at the bottom of the list, is one that says My DRM Reception Screenshot Collection. And you'll see web screen captures of software that he's been using. mostly the Dream software. And the bottom half of the list are various things we've picked up over the past week, and some of the signal strengths and the different stations. The converter board, there's a guy on eBay that's selling it, and I believe it's about $25 or $30. As well as spots on the circuit board for picking up power to power it up. We've got incoming audio from the 455 kHz IF stage, and then an output at 12 kHz. Now, why would you do that? Well, 12 kHz turns out to be well within the range of most sound cards in your computer. And then the software will pick up the signal through the sound card and decode it. And sometimes these signals will be in stereo. Sometimes they will also have multimedia files attached to it. I think of being able to listen to a broadcast and click on the link on the screen that gives you news reports or program schedule or other bits of information. And all this in one data stream coming in on the shortwave band. So instead of hearing fading and crackling and squeals when you're trying to listen at a station, you're actually listening to something that sounds like local FM radio. Okay, let's see. Still nothing more on the email. So I'll just stand by one last time for any additional comments or questions, and if not, then we'll just wrap it up early tonight. This is N2NLV.
UA2I, WC, India Whiskey Charlie, down in Manhattan. With really quick traffic, Charlie.
Sure, Don. We got you. Let's see if there's anybody else first. Any other check-ins? Okay, IWC. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, very good, Charlie. Good evening to you, and I don't know if for sure if Steve, WB2KTV, sent you a couple of messages that he forwarded to me, but I believe he might have, but if not, I figured I'd double check regarding the rebanding and the list of the custom tables that apparently you can program into the new GRE series, the PSR 500s and 600s apparently already are set up to take custom tables, and that whole scheme was sent out. And there was also another message basically saying that the Uniden was going to come out with a firmware update to the 996 and so forth that would eliminate a lot of their problems receiving digital audio, get rid of the motorboating, and also, I guess in the end, support the rebanding the way the PSRs will. If Steve didn't send you those, I have them, and I can certainly do that.
Okay, great, because he did not send that to me.
Alright, very good. I'll try to get to that tomorrow. I don't have the machine on right now, and I'm a bit under the weather, so I don't want to bother with it, but I will try to get that done tomorrow, so you'll have all the info. I was going to do it anyway, but I hate, messages. Not that it's a big deal to hit the delete key, but probably get enough stuff after this. So, there you go.
All right, well, thank you very much, Charlie.
And wonderful job, as always. 73, W8 right of UC, back to me.
Duplicate things done. I've been used to trashing unwanted emails for years. Even before they had spam filters, I had to rely on my delete button all the time.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm a great fan of filters, which is one of the reasons I'm not big on using Outlook, but I must have 50 or 60 filters in my email program, and not for spam necessarily, but just to perform different tasks, organizing messages, and all kinds of garbage, so I agree with you.
Website, mailing list, whatever, administrator, you know, we also do the same thing. Clean out the junk, fix the mistakes, and make sure it runs.
Absolutely, Charlie. Yes, indeed. All right, well, very good. I'll turn it back to you and I'll let you wrap it up, and I'll try to remember to get that stuff out to you tomorrow. Take it easy. N2NOV, W8 side of you.
Okay, that'll be good, Don. Thanks. All right, one last thing. If you're going to be around Manhattan on Sunday, there is going to be the MS Manhattan Walk, which will take place downtown Manhattan, downtown Brooklyn. If you're listening on the scanner, just pop in the frequencies for the Zone 1 of the police department, and I'll have to look up whichever one is the zone for around the Brooklyn Bridge, downtown Brooklyn area. Or if you'd like to participate as a ham radio operator, just drop me an email. Certainly welcome to join us. They expect probably about 5,000 walkers. As far as weather's concerned, who knows? This is the spring. It always changes. They always prepare for the inevitable. Anyway, if nothing else, we'll say 7-3 to everybody, and we'll catch you next week. And hopefully I'll be able to score away some time and get the mod done by Kenwood 430 for the DRM stuff, because I have one of these boards that needs to go in. And I can report to you on things that I'm picking up. Who knows, maybe we'll get some more of you to try this out. The audio sounds really great from the recording the Mark made. All right, catch you next week. And it's 1 of 8 clear.